Advantage of home, our fans, you know, the altitude, things of that nature. But most of all, we need to reestablish that dominance at home, and we've got our first step in doing that this week. We've got an opportunity for that.
It's an offense that's not known for having a lot of big weapons, but you guys like to say that there's not a bad offense in the NFL. Is that always accurate,
though? Well, I'm not so sure they haven't had big weapons. I mean, they had Randy Moss last year.
No, I'm saying right this year.
And Jerry Porter still, and Ronald Curry looked awful good on film. Lamont Jordan. I think they're a group that last year, they were a little down. You know, their offense wasn't working, and they weren't happy with what they were doing. I think under Lane Kiffin, and Greg Knapp, they've got a method to what they're doing, and it shows on tape. Lamont Jordan's running hard. Jerry Porter looks back to his old self, and he's always been a dangerous guy. Ronald Curry last week with 10 catches, got some good young tight ends, and so we certainly respect them, and you have to.
John Hart preparing, not being positive who their quarterback's going to be?
A little bit, but I think you just you study both of them, and you're ready for whoever they throw at you. And it goes back to most of all, it's about us. It's about what we do. And sure, you, particularly that position, you like to know who you're playing against, but we'll be ready for either of them.
And I assume you guys were greatly encouraged where the defense performed in the first real test last week.
I think so. But still, there was a feeling, as good as it was, it could have been much better with some simple things like tackling, something that we pride ourselves on, something that we should be very proficient at with the players we have in this room. So if we clean that up, we feel like we can even take it to another level.
John, is there much difference between those two quarterbacks, McCown and Colton?
Yeah, I think there is. They each have their own styles, we've got with the new coaching staff and whatnot, there's a limited scale of things we can look at anyways. And Culpepper with the Raiders, there's not a whole lot as with McCown, and so it's all fairly fresh. You got to study what you've got, and then know from the past. I've played against Dante a lot in the past, and haven't played against McCown as much. But you try to put in your bag as much knowledge as you can, and then just go play.
Mike talked yesterday to us about you guys adding Rod as a captain. How important was it for
It was a no-brainer for us. After we got out of the meeting where we were all elected, we all kind of looked at each other, and it just didn't feel right. The way I likened it, if Rod were a politician, get the red states, the blue states. I mean, it's an obvious decision when you've played with that guy, what he brings to a team. I think the fact of the matter, he's been hurt. We've got a lot of new players, and so we took it upon ourselves just to talk to Mike and say, hey, he's deserving of it. We want him to be one of them. So it's good to have him back in the role he's accustomed to, and this team's accustomed to having him out front.
Is it amazing that Lane Kiffin's become a coach so young?
Yeah, I used to see him, when he'd come on spring break back to Tampa, and he'd always come, and you knew the guy loved football and was going that route of going into coaching. It does surprise you, but from all accounts and from what you see on film, he's doing a terrific job, and they're buying into what he's preaching there, and it shows.
How much do you think it just helped him being around his dad?
If you know his dad, he's got his football and his family, he loves the game, so I'm sure he's learned from his dad over the years, it's a big help.
If you're playing it, would it be a little unusual playing for a coach that you saw as a college student?
No, because you throw that out the door. I think you just, as I said, from talking to people and you turn on the tape, the team's responding to him. So they obviously have his respect. We certainly respect him. And I think at a certain point, even though I knew him in a different scenario back before, things changed. And he's doing a great job. He's earned his way here, and he's trying to make the most of it.
John, do you have an opinion on what's going on in New England besides stealing the controversy and all that?
We're giving Daniel Graham a lot of heat about their tainted championships and calling them the big asterisks and things like that. But ultimately, that's a real good football team. I think whether they're seeing signs or not, they would have been a great football team. I've heard things over the years, heard of even filming, but not necessarily on the sidelines. I think that's where it really crossed the line. It sounds like, particularly with becoming such a public issue, that the league's going to really respond and try to make a statement, and I think they need to. I mean, when you're talking about competitive balance, which You know, that certainly affects the course of a game. You know, I've played other teams where you know they've got your signals because every time you aren't showing anything, and every time you blitz, they're checking and or they're sight adjusting and things like that, where you just know they've got you, and that's kind of incumbent on you too, because it's like baseball. There's people that, you know, every team has it, guys on sidelines who are looking for things like that. But I think you do cross the line when you bring that technology, and particularly on the field.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, how many teams do you think do it? At least
everyone does it from someone looking over there and trying to pick signs, you know. And that's where the responsibility is on your team. But now phones on the sideline, that's cross the line.
I know you talked about it, but does it take what they've done with the Patriots at all?
No, I don't think so. I you know, like I said, you get some competitive advantage from it, but I don't think you can take anything away from that team over the years.
John, do you have famous or maybe infamous collision moment with Dante Culpepper? He's a pretty big dude. I'm thinking y'all may have met once or twice.
I don't have any. You know, I know he's a load. You know, I've blitzed him before and hit him and got him down. I've never been stiff-armed from him. A lot of my teammates in the past have, and you know, he's a big, big man. We were talking earlier on our defensive line. Jim Bates pointed out probably Sam Adams is a bigger frame than him. And then other than that, he's just like a D lineman back there. And you know, probably not as mobile as he once was, but still moves around fairly well. He's a load.
That's nice of Jim to say about him.
Ha ha ha.